Hey, this is the Fans of Manda, Stephen Anthony, and I'm doing an audio boom. What the hell? What the hell is an audio boom? Audio boom sounds, well, almost cute. It sounds friendly. It sounds social. Audio boom sounds like, I'm going to send you a boom if you send me a boom. It has war about it, as far as my ears are concerned. I don't like it at all. I don't know what audio boom are doing. I've known for a while that they're kind of like a ship without a captain, but I think now someone on that ship has said, I've got this great idea, let's drill holes in the bottom of the ship so we can look at the fish. I think that's what's going on. I think that's how out of control this company is. Now, I'm not someone that's going to sort of go on and on about companies, but let's try and work out what Audio Boo is. Is it Facebook, except for rather than text, it's verbal and it's audio? Is that what it is? Because if it is, then maybe like Spotify, every 10 or 15 boos, maybe they need to put a commercial on one of those boos. Because some people that don't pay for Spotify, that's how it works. My daughter listens to Spotify. She don't pay for it. She has the odd commercial and she deals with it. She don't mind that. And some of the commercials, they work because she thought, oh, that sounds good. And she's gone and bought something off that commercial. So it works. Maybe Audio Boo needs to do that. Or are they YouTube without vision? Or are they an iPlayer type device so we can listen to news and sport? What is it? It hasn't got an identity. And the problem with not having an identity is you try to be all things to all people, it doesn't work. And if you look at, let's say, SoundCloud. And I do believe that SoundCloud, the ship, was launched sort of around about the same time that Audio Boo, the ship, was launched. Well, SoundCloud had a captain because it's all about music, new music. That's what it's about. It has an identity. It has a captain. I'm not going to go into the figures on here because I'm not going to do that, not to Audio Boo. But those of you who are interested in figures, have a look and find out how much SoundCloud is worth. And then have a look and see how much Audio Boo is worth and see which one of them has a captain. It's absolutely out of control. Now, a bit like we're going to go to Christmas now. So if I have a Christmas present this year, what do I do with last year's Christmas presents? Do I smash them up because they were last year's Christmas presents? I don't think so. But that's how all these technology companies are going. I was using Audio Boo number 2. The one that had the bleeps. And I liked it. I liked the way it worked. It was quick. It meant I could get to where I wanted to get to. It all worked. And I had the bleeps, so I knew when to talk. And I kept it. But because there's a new Christmas present today, they've smashed my Christmas present now. Because if I go to DMs to listen to DMs, it's like I'm hacking Audio Boo. It actually says something on the lines of, you don't have permission to access the requested resources. They're my boos. They were sent to me. If I don't have permission, who the blinking well does? I don't get these companies. And you're the same with iOS. And you're all sort of iOS 6, iOS 7, iOS 20, whatever it might be. iOS 6 worked. iOS 7 never was as good. Now, what's happened is once you've got iOS 7, you learn to get used to and deal with the things that no longer work. So in the end, you don't even notice they're not working, but it's going backwards. I have only recently moved up from iOS 6 to iOS 7, and iOS 7 is nowhere near as good. It's not as fast. It's clunky. If I change a spelling in a text, it gives me half the letters and half the blinking word. It doesn't even do it properly anymore. So I'm certainly not moving up to iOS 8 just yet. All of this technology, it's not going forward. It's not even going sideways, it's going backwards. As regards to iOS, when Steve Jobs was in control, and he was a genius, a visionary, someone that was a pioneer, inspiring, he put all this access into his phones because he knew there was a market there. He didn't just do it because he's kind, he did it because he knew there was a market there. We all saw the potential and we all bought into that market. We all own iPhones. But now, they haven't got the right captain in charge. There may be a captain of sorts, but it's not the right captain. And unfortunately, it is no longer sweet, as is the ice cream I'm about to purchase. So I'm going to go.